pile up in frightening amounts. I've spoken of the special microbes that the Lord Ruler devised to help the world deal with the ash falls. They did not feed on ash, really. Rather, they broke it down as an aspect of their metabolic functions. Volcanic ash itself is actually good for soil, depending on what one wishes to grow. Too much of anything, however, is deadly. Water is necessary for survival, yet too much will drown. During the history of the Final Empire, the land balanced on the very knife edge of disaster via the ash. The microbes broke it down about as rapidly as it fell. But when there was so much of it that it oversaturated the soil, it became more difficult for plants to survive. In the end, the entire system fell apart. Ash fell so steadily that it smothered and killed, and the world's plant life died off. The microbes had no chance of keeping up, for they needed time and nutrients to reproduce. 52. During the days of the Lord Ruler, Luthadel had been the most crowded city in the world. Filled with 3- and 4-story tenements, it had been packed with the ska who'd worked in numerous furnaces and forges, with the noble merchants who'd sold its goods, and with the high nobility who'd simply wanted to be near the imperial court. Ten soon had assumed that now, with the Lord Ruler dead and the imperial government shattered, Luthadel would become far less densely populated. He had apparently been wrong. Still wearing the wolfhound's body, he trotted along in amazement as he explored the streets. It seemed that every nook, every alleyway, every street corner, each and every tenement, had become a home to a ska family. The city smelled terrible, and refuse clogged the streets, buried in ash. "What is going on?" he wondered. The ska lived in filth, many of them looking sick, coughing piteously in their ash-filled gutters. Tensun made his way toward Keep Venture. If there were answers to be found, he hoped to locate them there. Occasionally, he had to growl menacingly at Ska, who looked at him hungrily, and twice he had to run from gangs that ignored his growls. "Surely Vin and Elland would not have let this city fall so far," he thought as he hid in an alley. It was a foreboding sign. He'd left Luthadel without knowing whether or not his friends would even survive the city's siege. Ellen's banner, the spear and the scroll, flew at the front of the city, but could someone else have taken Ellen's sign as their own? And what of the Kolos army that had threatened to destroy Luthadel a year ago? "I should never have left her," Tensun thought, feeling a stab of anxiety. "My foolish contrasense of duty. I should have stayed here and told her what I know, little though it is. The world could end because of my foolish honor." He poked his head out of the alleyway, looking at Keep Venture. Tensun's heart sank to see that its beautiful stained-glass windows had been shattered. Crude boards blocked the broken holes. There were guards at the front gates, however, which seemed a better sign. Tensun crept forward, trying to look like a mangy stray. He kept to the shadows, edging his way up to the gate. Then he lay down in some refuse to watch the soldiers. He expanded his eardrums, craning to hear what the men were saying. It turned out to be nothing. The two guards stood quietly, looking bored and not a little disconsolate, as they leaned against their obsidian-tipped spears. Tensun waited, wishing that Vin were there to pull on the emotions of the guards, making them more talkative. "Of course, if Vin were here, I wouldn't have to be poking about for information," Tensun thought with frustration. And so he waited. Waited as the ash fell, waited even until the sky darkened and the mists came out. Their appearance finally sparked some life into the guards. "I hate night duty," one of them muttered. "Nothing wrong with night," the other one said. "Not for us. Mists didn't kill us. We're safe from them." "What?" Tensun thought, frowning to himself. "Always safe from the king," the first guard said quietly. His companion shot him a glance. "Don't say such things." The first guard shrugged. "I just hope the emperor gets back soon." King Penrod has all of the Emperor's authority, the second guard said sternly. Ah, Tensun thought. So Penrod managed to keep the throne. But what's this about an emperor? Tensun feared that the emperor was Straff Venture. That terrible man had been the one poised to take Luthadel when Tensun had left. But what of Vin? Somehow Tensun just couldn't bring himself to believe that she had been defeated. He had watched her kill Zane Venture, a man who had been burning Atium when Vin had none. She'd done the impossible 3 times to Tensun's count. She'd slain the Lord Ruler, she'd defeated Zane, and she'd befriended a Chandra who had been determined to hate her. The guards fell silent again. This is foolish, Tensun thought. I don't have time to hide in corners and eavesdrop. The world is ending. He rose, shaking the ash from his body, an action that caused the guards to start, raising their spears anxiously as they searched the darkening night for the source of the sound. Tensun hesitated, their nervousness giving him an idea. He turned and loped off into the night. He'd grown to know the city quite well during his year serving with Vin. She had liked to patrol the city, particularly the areas around Keep Venture. Even with his knowledge, however, it took Tensun some time to find his way to where he was going. He had never visited the location, but he had heard it described. Described by a person whom Tensun had been killing at the time. The memory still brought him chills. Chandra served contracts, and in contracts, they usually were required to imitate specific individuals. A master would provide the proper body, Chandra were forbidden to kill humans themselves, and the Chandra would emulate it. However, before any of that happened, the Chandra would usually study its quarry, learning as much about them as possible. Tensun had killed Orsur, his generation brother. Orsur, who had helped overthrow the father. At Kelsier's command, Orsur had pretended to be a nobleman named Lord Renew, so that Kelsier would have an apparent nobleman as a front to use in his plan to overthrow the Empire. But there had been a more important part for Orsur to play in Kelsier's plot, a secret part that not even the other members of the crew had known until after Kelsier's death. Tensun arrived at the old warehouse. It stood where Orsur had said it would. Tensun shuddered, remembering Orsur's screams. The Chandra had died beneath Tensun's torture, torture which had been necessary, for Tensun had needed to learn all that he could. Every secret.